You are listening to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Your place for English learning. Lessons, podcasts, proofreading, and more. Please visit our website at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Thanks for listening. Today's lesson is should. Hey, you should stop smoking. Try it. Should. Should. Shouldn't. Should not. Shouldn't. Should not. You should. You shouldn't. He should. He shouldn't. They should. They shouldn't. Hey, you should stop smoking. I think you should talk to your wife about this problem. She shouldn't drive so fast. We can use should for talking about something that is a good thing to do or the right thing to do. Should often sounds like someone's opinion. You shouldn't be late for this meeting. If you want to say this stronger, you can say, you mustn't be late for this meeting. Or, you cannot be late for this meeting. Must and mustn't, can and cannot are stronger. Should is a recommendation or opinion, something that is a good thing to do or the right thing to do. Here are examples that really sound like someone's opinion. I think you should visit your mother this weekend. I think you should visit your mother this weekend. She thinks I should get a new job. She thinks I should get a new job. Questions with should. We are asking if something is a good idea or for someone's opinion. Should I bring a bottle of water? Should he do it now or wait until tomorrow? The past of should is should have. Should have. The past of shouldn't is shouldn't have. Shouldn't have. Here are some examples of the past. I shouldn't have eaten 3 pieces of pie. I'm so full. Kenzo should have finished the letter yesterday. This means that he didn't finish it. But he should have finished it. Practice, practice, practice with should. Please repeat, repeat, repeat. I should go. Shouldn't go. Should visit. Shouldn't visit. Should do. Shouldn't do. Should study. Shouldn't study. Should wait. Shouldn't wait. Please repeat, repeat, repeat these sentences. Hey, you should stop drinking. I think you should talk to your boss about this problem. She shouldn't ride her bicycle so fast. I think you should visit your parents this weekend. She thinks I should get a new car. Should I bring some food to the party? Should he do it now or wait until tomorrow? I shouldn't have told him my secret, but I did. Mark should have come to the meeting. This is the end of Should. Good luck. Hey, here comes today's idiom. We have two idioms today. Our first idiom is go for it. Hey, go for it. Go for it means do what you need to do and don't think about it anymore. My friend asked me, "Hey, John, I really like yoga. I'm thinking about opening a yoga studio." Go for it! She wants to sing at the party, but she's very scared and nervous. Go for it! Don't think about it anymore. Just do it. Go for it. Our second idiom is pros and cons. Is it a good idea to move our company to Tokyo? Should we move our company to Tokyo? Okay. What are the pros and cons? So, the pros are the good things or positive things about something. The cons are the bad things or negative things about something. Pro or pros is spelled P-R-O-S, and cons, C-O-N-S. The pros and cons are the good things and the bad things about something. We can use it in business or in our personal life when we talk about making a decision or change. Example, we can use the old software or buy the new software. Yes, I understand. What are the pros and cons? Thanks for listening to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. See us at EnglishTeacherJohn.com.